listen today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching an hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Your calls are the primary element if you make them. Otherwise, we talk about things that are interesting to us. And Mark, where are we going next?
Well, let's go to Saskatchewan.
And that's in Alaska?
Manitoba.
It's South, South Africa.
Oh, okay.
Really? The Canadian college student...
Wait, that's Canada.
Yes.
Okay.
A Canadian college student majoring in chemistry built himself a home lab and discovered that trying to do science in your home quickly leads to accusations of drug making and terrorism.
Oh, my. How'd this happen?
Lewis Casey, an 18-year-old in Saskatchewan, had built a small chemistry lab in his family's garage near the university where he studies.
And how old was he?
18.
Oh, he's guilty.
So you can see the pretty ordinary circumstance here. I remember one time you could get little home chemistry labs.
Yeah, doing chemistry with dad and stuff.
That kind of thing. Yeah. So nothing unusual here.
You mix some chemicals together, and it sparkles and changes colors. And
I mean, we would hate to have future generations actually experiment and learn unless they were approved by the government.
Right. They really do have to be in a government-approved program. Yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry. He's in the university studying chemistry. Their learning has to be in a government-controlled area while they're in the government-controlled
right. You need to have the face wash thing, the eye wash station. You have to have that.
So 2 weeks ago, police arrived at his home with a search warrant based on a quick survey of his lab, determined that it was a meth lab. Now, I'm kind of curious, how did they get this search warrant? It would probably be somebody's sword, blah, 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 and, you know, it's so silly. Somebody said he had a bomb-making facility or a meth-making facility, and they got a search warrant based on some nosy busybody that made things terrible for this
kid.
Yeah,
I would love to see who it was that turned them on to this.
I think that person who made that accusation should have to spend the amount of time in jail that this young man did to compensate, you know, society.
Oh, you mean because they found that it wasn't, in fact, a meth lab and they released him?
You were wrong. You were mistaken with your accusation against this gentleman.
That would be awesome. That would be great.
I don't think I've ever heard that proposed before. That's a great idea.
Legal karma.
There you go. So let me go on. They pulled Casey out of the shower to interrogate him and then arrested him. A few days later, police admitted that Casey's chemistry lab was not a meth lab. A few days later.
Yeah.
But they kept him in jail, claiming that he had some of the materials necessary to produce explosives. Friends and neighbors wrote dozens of letters to the court testifying that Casey was innocent and merely a student and who is really enthusiastic about chemistry. On December 24th...
What good chemistry student hasn't built a bomb? I mean, prerequisite to graduating from a chemistry class is that you can build a flipping bomb?
I don't know.
What's the point of taking chemistry if you're not going to blow stuff
they're
up?
They're not accusing him of making a bomb.
I know.
They're
accusing him
of having bomb-making materials.
I know. I'm just disappointed. He should have made a bomb.
On December the 24th, Casey was finally released into his parents' custody pending trial to determine whether he was building what police called improvised explosive devices.
He was building a meth bomb! That's what he was doing, Mark. Not just a bomb, not just meth, but a bomb that actually explodes and fragments of meth go impaling people that are around.
Make everybody addicted immediately.
Casey's lawyer goes on and says, "My client is a very intelligent young man. He is very keen on chemistry, very curious young man, and very capable, very knowledgeable in the area. He was also curious with regard to chemistry, chemical compounds, chemical reactions, that kind of thing. So from my client's point of view, it's completely innocent insofar as he had no intention of creating any explosives or explosive devices." Now, I wouldn't have personally any problem with him creating explosives. My problem is exploding them in the wrong place.
Absolutely, which he didn't do that either.
Right. Well, he couldn't because he wasn't creating explosive devices.
Right.
As people probably know, anything in your house can constitute or be used in chemical or explosive devices, including sugar, cleaning compounds.
Yeah, a number
Mr.
of things.
Mr. Clean, bleach, detergents, all of those things.
You can usually identify what's good for that because they'll usually write something on the container that says it's a violation of federal law to use this product in a method that is outside the scope of its instructions.
So if you just go around the store and find enough of those labels, you've essentially got something that you can use in the underground.
Yeah. Interesting. That's my theory. I don't really know if that's true on all counts, but whenever I see that label, I think, what are the other uses of this product?
Well, I can tell you that going to the grocery store and buying all those things and mixing them together takes care of the people that might blow others up.
That's an excellent point.
It's unclear what made police raid Casey's house. Unclear. It's not unclear to me. They claim that they got a tip from a woman who sold Casey fertilizer and was concerned about it. Certain kinds of fertilizer are used in the production of crystal meth. The case is reminiscent of... mention that this was one of the explosive compounds.
The fertilizer.
Yeah. The case is reminiscent of somebody else. Anyway, Casey is now living at home, but he's no longer allowed to engage in chemistry experiments under supervision, except under supervision in school labs.
Boy, can you imagine what would happen if they had uncovered pro-freedom books and pamphlets in
he'd have been gone. He'd have never gotten out. Listen to this, though. He is also required to inform the chemistry department of the charges against him. He has not been convicted of anything.
Wow, of charges.
He is to be, essentially lose what chance he has of going on and being a scientist.
Oh, great.
I mean, how many chemistry scientists would get hired after they've been accused of making bombs?
Man, that's a great point.
Right. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, they've ruined this kid's life.
Well, it's just another day in just another day in the police department, Mark. That's what they do. They ruin lives. And, but you know, we've been laughing about this, but this really is a serious story.
It's very frustrating.
Didn't they say he was in the shower when they busted him? They pulled him right out of the shower and kept him for like 3 days?
That's exactly right.
3 days? Oh, whoa.
How
they kept him for 3 days until they dropped the charges for the meth lab. I can't tell you how long they kept Casey, but...
Wow. Oh, so it was more than that. I thought it was just like a weekend or something.
I suspect it was months, like one or two months is my guess.
Oh, my gosh.
His trial's in January the 26th. So
there's not even been a trial yet? I thought they dropped all the charges.
What's the trial for?
Oh,
what's
so they just
tried for?
So wait. Let me see
for
if I'm clear on this.
Bombs. Oh, he had bomb-making materials.
So they said, okay, this is definitely not a meth lab, but he may have been making bombs because he had this and this and this.
Correct.
Even though there was no evidence of any bombs.
Bomb-making materials, and they are proposing, because he had bomb-making materials, that he was making improvised explosive devices, which I can't imagine.
Nice.
They use this terminology, improvised explosive devices. That can't be a legal term. That has to be something they just got off the television, you know?
That's what they call it over in Iraq, when they make IEDs, and they put it by the roadside.
Right, I understand what they're calling it, but it can't be any
legislation. So let me get this straight. Now, I've got gasoline in my garage for my snowblower, if I happen to have any sort of fertilizers, any of the combo three fertilizer with nitrogen and oxygen in them.
You shouldn't say anymore, Gar. The SWAT team's going to be at your front door tonight, 4 a.m.
Unbelievable.
It's sick.
Oh,
this
poor guy.
This is sick. They've gone and ruined this. Well, this could be the guy that creates the cure for cancer.
The cure for politics. That's the guy.
Oh.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And now his career is in the toilet because he's facing some bomb-making charges that they have really no basis to accuse him of.
And you know, you rarely see in people, it's a sign of greatness where a person decides in their youth what it is that they want to do, and then they have a conviction to follow through. To me, I always think of these figure skaters and people like that, that they decide when they're 12 or something like that, this is what I want to do. And then they figure skate for their whole figure skating career, which probably only lasts into their 40s or something like that. But to me, that's just a sign of greatness that a person can decide what it is they want to do. They're passionate about something. I can tell you, I was passionate about nothing that would have made any money when I was 18 years old.
Mm.
Nothing.
You were into drugs.
There was that.
Sex.
I wouldn't make any money with the kind I like. So
that's that. The fact is that they
would stop this this from happening. It's just so sickening to me.
It is.
And it's really just to show that they weren't wrong. Well, no, we weren't wrong.
Oh, they can never
we
be wrong.
We were wrong in busting right. this kid for meth when he wasn't making meth. He was doing something wrong, and we're lucky we got him. And they'll throw yeah. away the cure for cancer based on it.
Yeah. You never have to be wrong if you're in the government, yeah. right?
Yep. Working for the government means you never have to say you're sorry.
1-800-259-9231. Step on as many lives as you can, as you want, basically, and there's no consequences for you. You can just ruin lives with reckless abandon, and you'll have your job next week. People be sitting in jail cells that don't deserve to be there, but hey, you can go home and sleep in your bed at night. 800-259-9231, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling page turner hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts, well, most of them, want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free, and the free stuff includes dial-up stream, broadband stream, and even a webcam version of the show. You'll find it all over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. One of the few other hosts out there that doesn't charge for his website is Gardner Goldsmith.
Indeed.
And, Gard, your website is libertyconspiracy.com.
Yeah.
People can go there to not only read some of your musings, but also listen to your program, which comes out on a multi-times-per-week basis.
Yeah, we try to get it at least five per weekend. Sometimes there are fewer.
Great.
It's been really crazy with the power outages and stuff like that, and I've been very grateful. My web guy, Seth, we've got some plans coming up for January because with the people who donate at my site, I allow them access to this special spot called the Cabal where we put skid MP3s and we communicate with each other and so on. And it's been very difficult. Things have been crazy. My mother passed away and then I got strep throat and then we didn't have power for 8 or 9 days. You know, it was ridiculous. It's been crazy. So I wanted to promote the Cabal a little bit more. So we're going to be doing some things like opening up a forum and opening up a blog.
Oh, great.
Specifically for those Cabal members, that because they're always offering good stuff to me inside this little group, and I thought, you know, we should allow those guys to just sound off if they want to. So we're hoping starting the beginning of January, first week of January, we're going to kick all that stuff off.
That's exciting. New stuff for the new year over at libertyconspiracy.com with Gardner Goldsmith. As we continue with your phone calls, still to come, though, we'll talk about slavery and then maybe government bureaucratic bungling in Tennessee. First, to Gene. Speaking of Tennessee, Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Gene?
Oh, hello there.
Hey, you're on the amp line. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I wish I had time to straighten you guys out on the age of the earth, but that's not what I called about. So, number one, Guard.
Hey.
How about the word co-conspirator? What do you think of that word?
That's a good one.
It's very good.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well done, co-conspirator. Yeah, eventually they're going to have a co-conspirator. Those are people who are plotting to take over the world with chocolate.
No. What he's saying is a co-conspirator as someone who might be a donator to the Liberty Conspiracy.
No.
What I'm saying is co-conspirator is not a word.
Redundancy. A conspirator is you're a conspirator.
Yeah. Fall on that one, Mark.
So there you go. But you
don't notice it.
We've become acclimated to all this stuff, you know?
Yeah. I called you about the slavery tax, more commonly referred to as the income tax. Of course, I hate the income tax. I fought them for 30 years and or 26 years, something like that. And, of course, my wife is from China, so I've compared the two systems between China and the United States, China being the communist, cruel dictatorship that hates all forms of freedom, and the freedom-loving dictatorship called the United States. So, either way, you wind up with slavery because what we have here is an income tax that affects everybody who makes more than some ridiculously small amount of money, like $800. I can't remember. I don't know what the exact figure is. Now,
I think
it's
$14,000 for income tax, whereas you still have to pay Social Security on anything above, well, pretty much anything.
It's a ridiculously small amount anyway. You certainly can't live on it.
Right.
Now, in China, I've explained in the past that the way that the income tax works over there, first of all, they didn't used to even have one, but now that they do have one, the way it works is it's withheld by your employer. You never get to see it. You don't have to file an income tax form. Basically, they just steal it from you. But
That's actually better, I would say.
It is. It's better because you don't have to lie every year about how much money you made.
Yeah. Also, you don't have to feel bad because you don't look on your check and ever see it.
Yeah.
Right, and you also can keep whatever you can sneak, finagle away from their eyeballs, you get to keep because you don't have to account for it.
Nice.
So that's a better system already.
Plus, you don't have to fill out this arduous paperwork.
Right.
I mean, my wife spends probably 40 hours plus filling out our taxes every year.
Wow.
But what's going on in China now, it used to be that the 800 yuan a month, if you made that much, you didn't have to file an income tax form. Or you didn't have to pay the income tax. You don't have to file, no matter how much you make.
I don't know how much a yuan is.
Okay, well, there's it's about eight to the dollar.
Okay.
So it'll be about $100. And that's a reasonable amount of money for somebody to actually live on in China. So that amount of money, if you got that from an employer, was you didn't have to have anything withheld. Now the people are protesting because they don't have enough money to get by. Guess what the Chinese government's doing?
Raising the
taking amount? More?
They are raising the exemption level to like 3,000 yuan
wow.
a month.
Wow. So less so people will have to pay?
Fewer people.
Yes. So less people are going to have to pay. So what they're doing in this horrible communist dictatorship is they're actually relieving the people of having to pay that ridiculous slave tax. But in this country, guess what's happening to us with our income tax?
Well, they're not necessarily raising the income tax, but they're creating like hundreds of new taxes for people to pay. I know that
much. And what's interesting is, actually, you brought to mind something. I had a conversation with someone who was a big Obama supporter, and she said, oh, you know what? It was election day. She said, oh, I just voted for Obama. I'm so happy about that. I was like, well, I didn't vote for any of those idiots, so you've got to be kidding me. You know, I'm going to go listen to some punk rock now. And it was interesting because she said, well, we're going to get a tax cut. And I was like, what? Are you kidding me? I was like, listen, all you have to do is think about the phraseology of guys like Barack Obama and Joe Biden on the campaign trail when they said, defending themselves, people are saying that if Obama's elected, then we're going to raise taxes on the wealthy. Well, that is not part of Barack Obama's plan. It doesn't have to be because the tax cuts on the wealthy that came through with the Bush administration will expire at the end of 2010. So people earning over $42,000 a year as individuals will have to pay at least $2,000 a year more in taxes.
Wow.
So they don't. The disingenuousness of it is striking.
Think about the equivalency here. Now, what they did in China was raise the rate from 800 to 3,000. Now, that would be equivalent here. If ours is 14,000 now, that would be the equivalent of raising it to, what, almost 35,000. So
that'd be significant.
That would mean anybody making $35,000 or less wouldn't have to even file an income tax return. Wouldn't that be great?
Now, did China raise it somewhere? Did they raise the tax somewhere else?
I mean, they had to, right? They certainly didn't cut their budget, or they didn't cut the government programs.
You know, I don't know where else they could raise it, other than maybe import-export. That's about the only thing they could do. And maybe they did that because they don't seem to have any bones about, taxing imports.
What about
but
corporate
imports,
taxes?
They're already taxed so high that there is virtually no imports, or not very many.
Interesting observations, Gene. And any other thoughts for us?
Well, we don't have time to get into the creation story.
You can call tomorrow. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So Gene pointing out that, yeah, maybe they don't have it so bad in China after all. I mean, the standard of living probably isn't as nice there, but they're moving up in the world. There's no doubt about that. It's not as commie as it used to be.
I think that also they control Hong Kong, so they're seeing how they can get a hands off situation and make more money. So
the Hong Kong philosophy is bleeding over onto their side.
Well, right. I mean, the fact is, if you let your slaves have a little more freedom, they'll be more productive, and eventually you'll actually end up getting more out of them because of that. More on the way here. Speaking of slavery, Mark, that's where we're going next. 800-259-9231. Mark's got a story about that. We'll talk to you about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. If you dial toll-free to the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. That is, again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. And then again, it's freetalklive.com, including the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, and more. freetalklive.com. Have the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire touched, moved, and inspired you, but you're unable, for whatever reason, to be involved personally? Well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org allows you to care for these brave men and women by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. cdevolution.org. To get more information and get on board, that's cdevolution.org, being headed up by our buddy Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. He's involved in that as well as some other great activists behind the scenes. I think it's going to be a really helpful, influential organization that will really help encourage more civil disobedience and non-cooperation and give people the, you know, that crutch that they need and able to fall back on if they're targeted by the state for retaliation. I think it's a really important organization. cdevolution.org. As we continue here, Mark, you're going to tell us about slavery. Apparently, it's still around. I mean, obviously, we know that everybody's a slave in that we all live on these farms that they call countries, and master will allow us to travel to another farm so we can be a slave over there, and in return they'll usually get some people from the farms that are elsewhere in the world, and so the slaves sort of move around, and they have their wealth, their hard-earned wealth extracted from them by the, you know, the masters calling themselves government. So we know that kind of slavery exists, but you're telling me a different kind of slavery exists today?
Well, yeah, the slavery that you're talking about is a sort of, well, it's citizenship is the terminology that the people in government would use, and slaves can move up in their station if they so choose in that case. But like real live chattel slavery is where somebody owns you. They decide what goes on with you, everything. You know, they're responsible for your feeding, your housing, and all that stuff. Real chattel slavery. I've got a story here that says the custom has led to the spread of trafficking as well to do Africans accustomed to employing children.
Where's the story from, by the way?
I'm sorry. It's from, this is not a word that I can read. It's from the Las Vegas Sun.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's going on?
So as well to do Africans, I'm not going to read there's a lot of fluff, you know, talking about specific instances and stuff, talking about a little girl named Shamira. But I guess it's a custom for Africans to essentially own young children of poor families, especially girls, because, well, they, you know, the families don't want the girls, I guess. And so they employ them, and then I guess...
We're talking about in Africa or in America?
In Africa.
Okay.
And in America.
Gotcha.
As they immigrate to the U.S., around one-third of the estimated 10,000 forced laborers in the United States are servants trapped behind the curtains of suburban homes. I guess the other two-thirds of them are people that are, you know, forced to work in sweatshops because they have decided to come to this country, immigrate to this country, and they need to work off their...
Work their debt off. Yeah.
And I'm sure that they the people that employ them, you know, to working off their debt. They keep a really good books, and they let them go immediately upon them paying off the last dollar. But this one is talking about people that are, you know, maids. And
so like a family that would move here from Africa and bring over their little slave girl essentially with
them.
Right,
as their daughter.
Yeah, and she's not really their daughter.
And I read a story relatively recently, it was a couple weeks ago, about how you could go to Haiti and buy a kid and adopt them in the United States as a slave. Now, I don't think there's very many kids getting adopted from Haiti because Haiti has very strict rules because they think that Americans want to adopt their kids and use them as slaves. Why? Because the slave trade in Haiti is huge. Rich families in Haiti, the ones that are making these laws as to whether or not you can adopt these kids, know that they're buying, that the great deal of rich people in Haiti buy kids and use them as slave labor, and they don't want the Americans doing that to their kids because they don't want them taking the crop.
Is Madonna involved in this in any way?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm just thinking.
I think Brangela is, though. this brought me sort of in a state of mind where I was thinking about, you know, you don't need, if you wanted to have a slave, you don't need to go out and buy one. You can just sort of invest in one. Because in the United States, you own your kids, more or less, from a chattel slavery standpoint.
You certainly have control over them, yeah.
Yeah, can they leave? What happens if they leave and the authorities find them?
They'll bring you back.
Excellent.
Back to
what
you.
Happens when they're 16 years old and they can go out to work? What can you do with their paycheck?
I don't know. What can you do
with
it?
You can take it away from them. It is yours. Until they are 18 years old, it is yours legally. Also,
have to work then.
Make your child work?
Yeah, you could not feed them, I suppose.
Can you beat them if they don't work?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What does this sound like to you?
You can spank them, but you can't really whoop up on them too
hard. By the time they get to the point where you're, you know, having to beat them to get them to do things.
I would consider spanking beating anyway, so, yeah.
Understood. But, you know, I'm just looking at how close are children to slaves in America?
Pretty close. They're pretty close.
Where do they differ?
You can't, I guess, beat your them, choice
you
to let them go.
You can't beat them hard. You cannot beat them with a stick.
You know, it's a very, very difficult subject. It's fascinating to think about that. And again, you know, we come down to even on your local level, what is child abuse and what is not child abuse, and who is going to be the arbiter of that? Is it going to be a state agency where somehow we think that is going to be the
determining
factor?
I don't have a problem with lovingly administered spankings. I don't. I'm only trying to make a parallel between what is the difference between slavery and childhood. You know, having children in the United States.
Just how well you treat your slaves.
I guess.
Right? Another point that you brought up that didn't get is slaves you can let go. Children you cannot release from...
They'll keep bringing them back.
You would have to go through the process of liberating them, and they would have to show the ability to, making their own money, that kind of thing. And usually those court proceedings are brought by the child, not anything else. And they're arduous and expensive.
Well, there was a story, I think, in Nebraska recently where there was a 1-week-long window where some law they'd passed actually allowed parents to come drop off
their
kids.
Much longer than that.
Well, parents could come up to Nebraska and essentially drop off their kids.
Yeah,
so I guess it
kids
is
were
possible.
Going to, yeah, parents were going to Nebraska and dropping off children.
But then they're just transferring masters, essentially, at that point, right?
Right.
And if you're getting rid of the kid, then somebody else is taking them.
So
Mark, I have to just tell you, when you say what is it, something to the effect of, I've got no problem with properly administered spankings.
He said lovingly administered.
Thank
really
you,
bizarre.
Ian. I don't think people are going to pull that out of context and they're going to use it for a promo for Free Talk Live. I'm sorry, but what can you do?
So I understand where you're coming from with corporal punishment. That's not where I wanted to go off with this. Ian has very good, strong opinions on that. That's fine, and he can have them, and they'll be about as relevant as my opinions on abortion because, well, you don't have any kids. However, my question still remains, what is the difference between childhood and slavery? And I would challenge any listener out there, please tell me some ways that childhood and slavery differ in the United States, because I say...
You mean on a fundamental basis. I mean, obviously most kids aren't working as hard
as
slaves.
No. The fact is, are you any less a slave when the parent has the right to make you work? That you can actually not only take the paycheck of a child, you can force them to go to work.
No, you can't do that.
Yes, you can.
How can you force your kids to go to work? They don't have to clock in at Kmart. They don't have to.
I'm not talking to you about the practical application of this. You can force them to go to work. You can say, you're going
to
get a job. And you're going to go, your paycheck's coming back to me. Now, obviously, if I had you as a child, I would have had to have beaten you hard for a long time to beat the iconoclasm out of you.
Yeah.
I mean, time out would have consisted with a chain and a collar for you. Obviously, I would have beaten
poor
whatever
Jackson.
You can't make me do that. Do what you want me to do. That wouldn't exist because you'd be a quivering mass of nerves.
I feel sorry for your kid.
There's nothing going to be anything wrong with my kid. I'm pointing out to you that not much difference between childhood and
slavery.
Hey,
I see where you're coming from. Obviously, there are some differences in degree. How about that? But you're asking the question. People should call in with their response. 1-800-259-9231. What are the differences between slavery and having children?
And probably I should use the terminology instead of slavery, indentured servitude. What's the difference between sort of you paying me feeding you and giving birth to you? For you having life, you have to pay me by working until you're 18 years old.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Your thoughts? This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA sofa goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your sofa today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com. How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Garg.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country and bringing more internet listeners on board from around the world. You can help us out with that for $3 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Get all the details, get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some of the alternate options at amp.freetalklive.com. And we look forward to announcing very soon a new Trimalcast. There's going to be a Trimalcast station starting up, which is cool. That's exciting. That means three stations in one in three different locations.
Pretty cool.
So I don't think I should say more than that. But if you've been poking around the NHFree.com forums, you might be able to figure out what it is. All right, so we continue here. Mark, your comments, any more on the slavery issue?
Well, I did get one comment via electronic means here that the children in the United States have get out of slavery clause at 18. And I would agree, absolutely. At 18 years old, you're free to do what you want. You don't have to stay under your parents' rule anymore. And therefore, they're not slaves any longer. However, much of the slavery that goes on in the world is based on sort of obligations that, in some cases, I was reading about in India, the Pashtun area or whatever, miners will be obligated, like their children's and their children's children will be obligated to pay off their debts. And this is how they keep generations in slavery. And obviously they're not doing a very good job of keeping accounts. Probably if you're a slave, you can't say, hey, I demand to look at the books. you know, the idea that you would have this this sparkling light at the end of the tunnel doesn't mean that you're any less a slave. Now, yes, in the United States, the light does happen if you manage to live to the 18 years old. Mm-hmm. You likely will be you will be released from your slavery, but it harkens back to the idea of indentured servitude once again, where you didn't even get the choice to enter in the indentured servitude. So I can only
you're born into it.
Yeah, I can only use the description slavery to describe it. Yeah, I said indentured servitude at one point, and it's not true. You can indenture yourself if you wish, and as far as I'm concerned, you can join the army if you want. But it's the only kind of really indentured servitude I know of. I suppose there's other employment contracts out there, but it's probably the most common. Joining the military.
But so it is slavery, then, is what you're saying.
It's slavery. It's slavery. Childhood is slavery in the United States. Now, I'm not saying that they generally do it. I'm just saying we have bad laws, people, and some of these laws should be looked at. A 16-year-old child should be able, if they choose, to move out of their parents' house and support themselves.
I agree. I think a young person at whatever age should be able to emancipate themselves. I believe that if they believe they're ready. They're probably wrong. If they're really young, they're probably wrong.
Likely true.
And they'll find that out quick enough. But if they believe they're ready, they should be able to strike out on their own and go and give it a go and
now,
see how it goes.
What I would dispute about that is we would need to change the laws on welfare and all those other things in the process. Because I shouldn't be obligated to support a 16-year-old who decides to strike out on their own, who isn't on their own but taking government money anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think we have a very messed up system in the United States, and the fact is the welfare system, the education system, the child labor law system, all of it results in slavery for children.
Observations.
Great point.
Your thoughts are welcome. Your input, 800-259-9231. Do you disagree? And if so, can you outline why? Let's go to your phone calls. Talk about what you want. Dennis, I think this is Dennis. If not, who is this? You're on Free Talk Live.
This is Dennis.
Okay, hey. This is Dennis. All right. What's on your mind? Dennis in New Hampshire on the amp line.
Hey, first, it's great to have Guard on the air. Guard. So, the other day you were talking about secession, and, you know, which is one of the things that I think is a cool thing, because the feds suck. And how come none of the free staters who have been elected into state office have put up a secession bill just to get people talking about it?
That was my question, yes.
Mm. Do you have an answer, Dennis?
Yeah, I do. I've never been elected to state office, but I hang around people that have.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems to me like most of the people who are doing this, I mean, it's a big time investment. It's not a small thing. And they want to get the maximum return for what they're putting in. And they're doing it smart. And I can see people doing it stupid who are some of the New Hampshire natives, frankly, who are some of the more liberal New Hampshire natives.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the cases in point, I don't think that the guy is stupid. I think his tactics are dumb. One of your reps from Keene, there's a guy, he's, to the best of my knowledge, he's a freshman, he's a newbie, he's never been elected before.
Oh, this is the one that wants to make the cat the official thing.
He wants the House of Representatives to adopt a cat and have it live in the House.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, he comes right out of the gate. First thing, no one knows this guy, no one's heard of him, so he starts at zero. And out of the gate, he introduces a bill like having an official state cat or something, that like there'll be a cat that lives in the state house.
He's also the one that pushed for the newt bridges here in Keene, where they have tubes for the newts to cross the road because the newts were getting run over by cars. So what these tubes were like automatic feeding food dispensers for raccoons. The newts would come out, the raccoons would scoop them up because they knew where the newts were going to be.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Great. That's perfect. Yeah, Dennis, you know, there is definitely a sensibility in the state house of amongst those people who are there. They don't want to go stepping way out of line before they get to know a lot of these people. And the composition of the state house now is that this sort of thing would never pass, even if it were proposed. It's not the right time to propose it because
wait a minute, the cat bill or secession?
Secession, yeah.
Okay.
Secession, because there isn't enough of a groundswell even for people to take it seriously. So what you would end up doing is people would be looked at as some sort of radicals and or just kooks
throwing it out there at a time when they haven't built up. We were talking about popularity, not popularity, but concentration. And they hadn't built up a concentration of people to recognize that, hey, these people are serious people. And it would undercut them for in the future trying to actually propose serious pieces of legislation to bring down
some
of this.
All right, so how long is this going to take? I mean, are we looking at another 2 decades before somebody introduces a bill to get a discussion started?
No, I mean, one of the things that I am profoundly moved by and happy about that we have in New Hampshire that I don't think we would have elsewhere is that we have people who were libertarians who've been libertarians from way back when, who've been in the state house, been in there for years and years and years. And some of those folks started out the Liberty Alliance when the Free State Project chose New Hampshire. One of them is Don Gorman, the former political director. He was elected as a libertarian decades ago. And so one of the things that he sort of imparted to the newbies coming in was your first year, don't propose any legislation. Spend your first year doing the smartest thing you can do, which is not talking a lot and listening. And that way people start to think you're smart because you're not talking a lot. And that's true human psychology. That's not politics. That's psychology.
Yeah, that's a good point. So are you telling me that on year number two that someone will introduce some secession legislation?
Well, a perfect person to introduce that legislation would have been Don. Why? Because people have known him for decades.
Yeah.
They know that he's doing this just to get people talking, and it doesn't completely erode his credibility on anything else he might like to do. You know, as a case in point, the guy from Keene, he puts forward the stupid cat bill and the Newt Bridges bill. The guy also puts forward a piece of legislation I would love to put my heart and soul into, decriminalizing small amounts of marijuana. Little does he know, he effed it up for everybody.
Yeah.
Because it's this guy introducing it as a first-year bill. He hasn't taken the time to really talk to a lot of people to figure out that for all sorts of, again, psychological reasons, it's smarter to do that the second year, not the first year, certainly not the same time that a medical marijuana bill is in the works, and now we can't introduce the same bill next year. We have to wait 2 years for that to happen.
Now, this is stuff that you guys...
Well, I would say that this guy sort of is acting in his own self-interest because it seems to me unlikely that he will be elected for a second term of 2 years. In this year...
Oh, hey, a lot of wackazoids thought that. That wackazoid who wants to throw marijuana users in jail, Delmar Burridge from Keene also, put forward an income tax bill last year. He put forward another income tax bill this year because he thought he wouldn't get reelected.
But
so,
he did.
Yeah. All you had to do, in 2006 and 2008 here in New Hampshire, mostly what you had to do, especially 2006, less so in 2008, is all you had to do is have a D behind your name to get elected.
So
there were gains in the Republican Party. Most of those gains were made by New Hampshire Liberty Alliance Republicans, so they were, you know, libertarians posing as Republicans kind of situation.
But for people that are going to move...
Real.
Go ahead.
Real quick, Don Gorman lost his primary by something like 30 votes. So he could have been in and putting forward that kind of secession bill. These things happen on a knife edge.
Well, and people that want to learn more about this can go over to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. You guys have classes and informational seminars and stuff that will help people run for office and learn this stuff. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.